This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the three-day conference at the Convention Hall of Lok Seva Bhavan yesterday. Prime Minister Modi will participate in the conference tomorrow as well. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that Mr. Modi has always demonstrated a deep interest in the conference, encouraging an environment of open and informal discussions, allowing for the emergence of new ideas. Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and Principal Secretary to Prime Minister Pikesh Mishra are among the key dignitaries taking part in the conference. Deliberations during the conference focus on critical components of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, cybercrime, new criminal laws, and narcotics, among others. India has called upon Bangladesh to take all steps for the protection of minorities. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India has consistently and strongly raised with the Bangladesh government the threats and targeted attacks on Hindus and other minorities. He said India's position on the matter is clear, that the interim government must live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities. The spokesperson expressed concern at the surge of extremist rhetoric, increasing incidents of violence and provocation. On the arrest of Chinmoy Krishnadas, Mr. Jaiswal noted that legal processes are underway. He said New Delhi expects that these processes will deal with the case in a just, fair and transparent manner, ensuring full respect for the legal rights of all concerned. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a one-day tour of Arunachal Pradesh today. During his visit, the Vice President will be the chief guest at the 22nd convocation ceremony of the Rajiv Gandhi University, Rono Hills, Doimukh. Later, the Vice President will also address the Special Assembly session of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly at Itanagar. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will attend a credit outreach program at Madhubani district in Bihar today. During the event, she will interact with beneficiaries of various government schemes. On the second and final day of her visit, the minister will distribute loan sanction letters worth 1,000 crore rupees to beneficiaries from self-help groups, employment generation and other sectors. As Puducherry prepares for the landfall of Cyclone Fengel this afternoon, over 300 police personnel have been deployed in coastal areas to ensure safety. Coastal roads have been closed and public access to these areas is strictly prohibited. Senior Superintendent of Police R. Kalaivanan inspected the coastal zones to assess the situation. Light rainfall has been reported across Puducherry since morning and the sea remains turbulent with waves rising higher than usual. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. The minister will visit the bullet train track slab manufacturing facility at Kim in Surat. Mr. Vaishnaw will also visit Placer India factory in Vadodara. The air quality in the national capital Delhi continues to remain in the very poor category, with an average air quality index AQI of 348 as of 7 this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 400 AQI levels. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and the surrounding NCR is likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. In Nigeria, at least 27 people were killed and over 100 people went missing after an overcrowded boat transporting them to a food market capsized along the Niger River yesterday. And in badminton, semi-final matches will be played today in Syed Modi International Tournament at Lucknow. In women's singles, ace Indian shuttler and two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face compatriot Unnati Hooda. And that is the end of this news bulletin.